Doctor Who, Time Lash, by Glenn McCoy, read by Colin Baker. Chapter 1, No Escape. A purple haze glistened upon the conglomeration of pyramids that made up the planet Carful's principal city. Twin suns warmed the sandy surface, drying any remnants of moisture left over from the crisp chill early morning. Not the most welcoming of climates, and one few of the inhabitants ever enjoyed, the majority living in their special climate-regulated dwellings, which perfected ideal living conditions within large domes of indigenous plant life and fabricated lakes. The outcasts of Carful escaped the beating rays of solar energy by living deep within the planet's rocky subterrane, huge caverns cut out underground, creating a myriad of passages deep into layers of crystallized rock. The largest of all the surface structures, towering well above the multi-constructed triangular buildings, was the Central Citadel, a gigantic pyramid that reflected light like a beacon in space. It housed over 500 Carfulons, including the Malin himself, his trusted council, the Inner Sanctum, and a crack regiment of Carfulon Guardaliers. There was one other, the supreme power of Carful, a recluse who enjoyed a contained rule enclosed within a private vault. Only ever appearing on screen, the Borad ruled with a glove of iron. For some, perhaps, it was time to throw down this gauntlet. Taihia swung the small group of escapees into the shadow as a team of pursuing Guardaliers frog-marched past. Gazak, barely 16, winced as he nursed his shoulder. The after-effect of the android Sten Blast was taking its toll, agitated by the frantic fight for freedom and perhaps life itself. He glanced at Aram, the third member of the group, and offered a half-smile, hoping to foster a return gesture of reassurance from the young woman. But there was no time. Another contingent of Guardaliers scurried past the sweating rebels with urgency in their brutish footsteps. Clearly the Borad's instructions had been taken seriously, leaving the trio little alternative but to grasp at every chance of realizing their liberty. The alternative fate that awaited them was too numbing even to consider. Gazak could only remember the words of a fellow conspirator. Most depart into the time lash with a scream. It was Taihia who disturbed Gazak's imaginings, breaking the silence that festered from the disappearing echo of the Guardaliers' footsteps. "We're finished," he rambled, as two canals of perspiration merged below his quivering lip, following in a thick stream down his neck. "Not if I can help it," piped Aram, gritting her teeth and straightening her tunic. "If just one of us can make it to the rebel encampment..." It was now evident that Taihia had lost all interest. Fear is a strange emotion, preying on individuals in vastly different ways. Gazak, 20 years Taihir's junior, and already wounded, tightened his stance, leaning forward in Aram's direction. "I'm with you." The young Carfulon woman reached out and clasped the boy's wet cheek, thumbing what looked like a tear to one side as she did so.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?